from the Gospel according to St. John in the first chapter. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, saying, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me, and I am not worthy to undo the thong of his sandal." The new calendar year has just begun. We may have thought it was time to look forward, and indeed it is. But we're not going to forget what happened up to now, or lose sight of the lessons of yesterday and last year. When we quote someone, for instance, we're using something said a while back in order to throw light on today's conversation. When we read the classics of literature and listen to the sounds of music dating from the classical period, we nourish our hungry minds and hearts with food that was sown a while ago and is still being harvested. If that's an acceptable point to make at the start of this reflection, then you won't mind my going back to the 4th century after Christ and bringing into sharp focus for a moment two figures who have left their mark and their rich legacy of the kind of language and mindset that helps us, enables us indeed, to express our faith and say out loud what we believe about Jesus Christ. These are the saints commemorated today, Basil and Gregory. Each of them knew the value of solitude and meditation on the Lord Jesus, yet each became also some kind of beacon, illuminating those who sought the best words in Greek with which to describe our faith. As dedicated philosophers who had Catholic faith, they devoted their skill in words and their familiarity with ideas to support and strengthen the faith of their sisters and brothers in Nazianzen and in Caesarea, and more widely throughout a whole deal of Greece and what we now call Turkey. For those who seek God yet do not know God or the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, even to look skyward and enjoy the starry night can be an indication of the immensity of the world, a feeling that can lead to thought about a creator or a mind beyond ours, one whose existence is spoken even in silence by the stars of heaven. And it was some kind of star, or planet perhaps, that is referred to later this week when we commemorate the Magi and their journey west to see the newborn Jesus. But the gospel passages these days still have a lot to say about John the Baptist, or rather, they have John the Baptist saying a lot about the one he indicates and points out as the one to listen to. John says very little about himself and is aware that, like a lamp or a light that shines in order to focus on something else or brighten up the whole environment, his role is to assist people search and point them in Jesus' direction. Where do Gregory and Basil come in then? Well, 300 years after Jesus and John, these two 4th century bishops seek once more to shine light on Jesus, and in particular to teach accurately yet creatively who Jesus is, what his relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is, and especially in Basil's case, how the divine spirit can inspire and strengthen each of us, as was the case when the spirit came upon the Lord at his baptism, as was the case when the spirit came upon the disciples at Pentecost. If you get a chance today, Google either of these wonderful saints and enjoy reading some of their finest work. Very few can manage as well to combine philosophy with sublime poetry.